Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is January 2nd, Monday. As always, this podcast is sponsored by the McGee Closet. Go to mymcgeecloset.com for some merch. And if you put in the promo code BASEMENT, I swear to God, it actually works this time.
No, side
note.
Work.
Side note. No, it does work. Side note. Yeah, you get 10% off, I think. But the stuff that's up there right now is only going to be up till Friday, and then it's all getting taken down, so get it while you can. But someone, I forgot where it was, but they were on some random site. It might have been like Foot Locker or just like some random site that I have no connection with at all. And they were like, yo, I just fucked around and put basement in at the promo code, and it fucking worked. They got like a discount somewhere.
You dead ass.
Yeah, someone tweeted me that. That's crazy. It was fucking hilarious. But today I am joined by two returning guests, Keith Sanagato.
Hello.
And Anthony DeVino.
I'm half a bottle of wine in, Joe.
He's a full bottle of wine in.
Yeah. Half a bottle.
And he's got his fucking hockey jersey on.
Joe Pavelski, baby.
What is that made out of? Can I touch it?
Do it. You can do what you want.
Because the logo is made out of like, wow, what the fuck is that?
Carbon fiber, Keith.
That's what it feels like. It feels like the hood of a car.
It's a lot of carbon.
I don't know what the fuck that was. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yep.
By the way, hope everyone had a safe New Year's and was less drunk than I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was bad.
It was a good one.
DeVino got so drunk that he just kept texting the group chat and sharing his location that I didn't even know you could do, by the way. Like, I don't know how you were doing that, but you literally...
Did it change, or like he just kept sending the same location?
It was the same one. There was two in the group chat. Then he fucking side texted me personally, two of them.
No, I looked at everybody's like message, and it side texts them too. It's crazy. I'm trying to be safe, Joe. You know, a horror movie could start at any moment when you're in the woods.
This is true, but where you were in the woods?
We were in Westchester.
Oh,
that's close.
Just in the middle of the fucking woods, celebrating New Year's.
Westchester.
But I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah,
I had to like accept it. He literally sends you like a pin drop. I didn't know you could do that.
Did you accept?
I think I did.
You don't give a fuck about me, Joe.
No, I wasn't really paying attention.
I'm a little pissed off about that.
It's like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah,
it was.
Staring at the camera.
There was no streetlights.
Maybe the last time I'm talking.
Some places you go, is Westchester like that? I feel like any place that's not New York City is the woods.
Like Pennsylvania.
Connecticut's the woods. Pennsylvania's the woods. Some parts of New Jersey.
The woods are the
any
woods.
Any part that isn't Hoboken is the woods to me.
Hoboken's Jersey.
Thank you. I just said that.
But why?
Half a bottle of wine in, everyone.
Stop. Like, I think you're talking about like Pennsylvania. Like
no, I mean just anywhere. But I'm ignorant. I'm stupid. Right. So that's why I think that. I don't know.
I guess.
New Year's was great though. Me and Keith went to my brother Thomas's apartment around 7 o'clock, and I immediately started drinking Jack and Cokes.
And I was taking shots of Jameson by myself.
Did you kill the bottle?
Yeah, we did.
I'm proud.
Me and Danny drank the whole bottle.
First of all, I did two shots with you guys.
I know. And then me and him kept going every 10 minutes until it was done. And then after, I'll say, 30 minutes after that, I was walking around. I mean, I think I was walking around okay. And everything was double. I was seeing two of everybody.
I believe that.
I was like, oh, shit.
Jamie will do that to you, huh?
Yeah, Jamie never did me wrong.
If you have enough of them. But he kept coming up to me every 5 minutes. You won't do a shot? I'm like, would you fucking relax?
Who, Keith? Or
yeah. Whenever he drinks, he becomes like a fraternity bro during like fucking rush week. He's like, how many you on? You got six beer? I'm on 14. I'm like, okay, you're the man. Jesus.
J-Mo is hard, man. I don't think I could do that many shots. I can't do. No, I don't. I won't.
Not like James.
I was drinking Jack Neat.
That's
J-Mo
gross.
Not J-Mo. Johnny Walker Black. Double Black. Neat. I was fine. Smooth. It was going down smooth.
I don't know how people just drink stuff neat and just...
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I don't
even
know.
On the rocks, it's like...
I talked about how I did a shot of Knob Creek once, which is not something you're supposed to take a shot of.
Bless you.
I can up you on that one.
My voice changed for 4 minutes. It was disgusting.
Ooh. I did a shot of brandy. I kept doing shots of brandy.
Who drinks brandy?
I don't know.
That's cognac, right?
Just the people who died on the Titanic.
I was
they
literally
going to
say that. I was like,
and then
I was trying to be like the rich people on Titanic.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, brandy's a cognac, right?
I don't. Fuck. Yeah,
it's like drinking Hennessy.
Brandy's
a
singer.
It's more.
I was going to say when I hear brandy, I think of the singer.
Yeah, me too. Keith used to collect bottles of brandy. One was like shaped like a fish, yeah, another like
was,
a horse.
It was Armenian brandy.
Armenian?
Interesting.
Armenian brandy, yeah. Brandy.
I don't know.
I mean, I've never had it.
I literally just drank Jack and Coke the entire night.
Nah, I was drinking.
I was mostly drinking beer. Bud Heavs.
Good.
I can't do that.
I love Bud Heavs. America?
Oh, yeah.
They're the best.
Dude, I never drink soda, so when I have Jack and Cokes, my stomach is all fucked up for the next
soda's
4 days.
Gross.
It's because of the soda.
I know that. It's not from the Jack.
You know what really
not from the other poison.
You know what really fucks me up? Like those cider beers. If I drink cider beers, like maybe if I'm like four in, I have to go to the bathroom to make myself throw up.
Stop. After four?
Yeah.
Why is that remember? Like a thought process?
Oh, you guys remember the Bonnie? When we went to the Bonnie, I disappeared. I was in the bathroom making myself throw up.
You pull the trigger?
Yeah, I had to. Acid was killing my stomach.
I can't do that.
It hurts.
I don't have acid.
The acid hurts a lot.
Is it like apple juice like that? First of all, it tastes gross. It literally tastes like apple juice and champagne.
Nah, it was like watery apple juice. It tasted pretty good. I liked it. No. And don't get me wrong, I'll keep drinking it after I throw up. It's like you empty out the tank to refill it.
Four more later, you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, but usually you pee out.
No. My stomach was burning.
Throw it up.
It was like stabbing myself in the stomach. I needed to throw up.
Have you pulled the trigger before?
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
I haven't. It hasn't got that bad.
I always like, if I'm really drunk and I know like I feel like I'm going to throw up, I always just like fight it so much.
So do I.
And I like start getting upset, yeah, like crying and shit. Like,
no.
You're
right. Yeah, I swear. Yo, literally, it's that pathetic. See, look, I'm like, my God.
I have no problem throwing up. Like, no problem.
I've got so many. I have a list of problems of throwing up.
I literally have no problem throwing up. It's just.
Do it right now.
No. No, you have to be drunk and sick, and then it'll come out. No. I can't eat a meal and go, oh,
I
God.
Mean, the last time I you threw know? Up was when I was drunk. But usually when you're going to throw up, like, remember I kept spitting.
Oh,
your
my
mouth
God.
Gets, like, filled with water.
Yeah. Keith just starts spitting everywhere.
No, my mouth never gets filled with water.
It's like I'm dipping, and I don't have a bottle. I just keep spitting on the floor.
What are you, an alien?
I get, like, a weird feeling in, like, the center of my chest. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to yak.
No, when I close my eyes and put my head back, if it's spinning, it's going to be a bad night.
But that's the thing. When I get the spins, I can fall asleep. Like
yeah,
most people can't. I can fall asleep, but if you wake me up, a projectile. I'll
my
hit the
dad
ceiling.
Did that once. He woke me up on the couch. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why'd you wake me up? Everywhere.
It's safer.
You throw up, you're going for distance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It came out of my nose.
Brett Favre.
Keith. Dude, when Keith threw up, like I think it was the last time he threw up, it was a lot.
It was damn. White.
Like fucking.
Ugh. It was white. I'm like sorry. You don't even know how.
Like you cut off the top of a gallon of water and just dumped it on the floor.
That's terrible, Keith. Are you okay?
It was just, I don't know.
I am now.
It was gross.
I'm sorry.
Remember I threw up and then.
Oh, by the way, everyone's probably wondering. Keith didn't piss himself New Year's either. He had all these shots of Jack Jameson.
Yeah. Whoa. I did pee, but it wasn't on the bed. It was as I was going to the bathroom.
All right.
I guess like.
Wait, what does that mean?
You're
it's
in
like
the clear.
I evolved to a dumber stage.
Wait, you pissed yourself on the way to the bathroom?
Yes.
Same. It's all right, I guess.
Oh my God.
I usually pinch the shaft, but I couldn't. I didn't.
What?
I didn't have the motor skills.
You what? You pinch the shaft.
You're sometimes. Crazy. You know how much that hurts?
Do you know how damaging that probably
that's
is?
Like,
your dick's all fucked up.
That's like not trying. That's like trying to.
No, it is.
That's like trying to
wait,
bust
so,
and holding it in.
Yeah, that's bad for you. That's called edging, by the way.
Ooh.
That's edging. A porno term. Yeah. Don't
good,
ask how I know.
Goodwill
that.
Hunting. Huh?
I was going to say, Joe, what are you doing on your spare time?
No, the only reason why I know that is because when I worked at Elite Daily, they did a documentary on this porn star and he was talking about it and that's how I learned it. Anyway,
you,
moving on.
You tried it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Why would I try that? It's
that's
fucking
bad.
Scary. Like, give myself blue balls.
Just let it out.
So, Keith, wait a minute. So, when you really have to pee, instead of just using the muscles that God gave you, you just hold your dick shut?
When I have...
Release.
When I have stuff to drink, I don't have those muscles. They're, like, gone. It's like those get drunk. It's like, yeah, just let it through. Who cares?
Dude, I just... I don't know what's wrong with you.
Just let it go.
I've been trying to figure that out,
that's
too.
That's the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life. What about if you really got a shit? You put your thumb up there and block the hole?
No.
That's a legit question. I don't know.
I've never had
If you're stopping the front door or the back door, you're...
Yeah, but you know. See, you can clench your butt.
Yeah, you could clench your urethra. I don't know what I'm saying right now.
Scrotum?
No. Your scrotum? Davina, who are you texting?
Nothing.
Put the fucking phone down.
I can't. I gotta...
Sorry.
I gotta put my video in.
Oh, Keith's trying to plug the video.
Sorry.
He's trying to... What did you say? I didn't hear you.
His plug is his new YouTube channel, bro.
I know. I was excited about that. He just made one.
He literally just put a video out while we were talking right now.
I can't
about
wait to
go him clenching his dick tip to stop pee from exiting his body. How does your dick not explode?
I don't think I've done it. I think I've done it for the fun of it, like stopped it, like, just to see what it felt like.
For the fun of it?
It's painful. It's painful.
How fun can that be?
It's not. I just did it to see what it would feel like, and damn, it's like blue balls times 10.
I would never.
It hurts.
Anything flows out of me all the time. You know, one time I was having a dream that I was peeing in a urinal, woke up, and was just pissing myself. Like, quickly. Had a little bit of piss. And I was 20 years old. Like, so I was not young. Like,
yo, this wasn't long ago. Can I just say something? I just recently went to a German bar, and the urinal had a little soccer net in it with a little ball hanging, and you had to hit the ball for it to go into the net.
What?
I had the best time of my life there. It was a fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
Dude, I would have forced myself to pee.
It was like a dump in there.
It was a Christmas dinner. It was a Christmas dinner. It was Unstompers in like Middle Village.
Unstompers?
It was, yo, the food and beer there were amazing.
We're going tomorrow.
Yeah, yo, Keith, the beer there beats American beer. And I never say that. Ever.
That's dope.
Get a spotten. It's like sugar.
I didn't really
and
know.
And alcohol. Mix it together. You got beer. But it was a net. And you hit the ball and it went into the net. I thought I had fun doing that. I pissed 3 times.
I've never gone to a bathroom and been excited, especially in like a restaurant. No, was it a bar?
It was a restaurant bar. We ate and we drank.
Was it more bar or more restaurant?
More restaurant.
Oh, okay.
But it was packed at the bar.
Dude, bar bathrooms are disgusting. It's usually just like everything's covered in water.
No,
or,
it was
or
clean.
Piss. I don't really know.
It was clean.
It's like
everything's soaked.
It's like a club dance floor.
Like, yeah, you know, like what's
it's
going
just
on?
Completely soaking wet. It's like, what the fuck, man? I can't even dance.
People are like, it's so easy to pee.
I'm so over the club scene.
Yeah, I'm done with that. It's over.
Yeah. But yeah.
But anyway, guys, today I have 2 sponsors. Getting crazy now.
Now we got 2.
And we got a new one to bring to the family here.
Can't wait to hear it.
Zip Recruiter.
What is it?
Ooh. Zippers. If you had to guess.
Zippers.
There you go, Davino. He's correct.
Wow.
Just kidding. You're a fucking
damn it
idiot, okay?
Fuck.
It's the new year, which means a fresh start for your business. Mm. Not you, though. But posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. With ZipRecruiter, you can jumpstart your hiring in 2017. Post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You could find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Okay? ZipRecruiter. find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, you guys can go on ZipRecruiter. And you can post jobs for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/basement. Okay? That's ZipRecruiter.com/basement. All right? The promo code, basement. This is a real one, guys. I really got to stop doing fake ones because people just like don't believe me when I do real ones now. And the next one we have here is MeUndies.
Oh.
Which I've kind of just made my entire underwear collection MeUndies. I'm not even kidding. Like, I literally went through and... First of all, I don't wear boxers anymore.
Yeah, thanks for that because now I actually have underwear.
I still like boxers.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Too loose. Don't like it.
It doesn't support the sack.
Right. I need everything to be held in one place.
What, are you trying to keep your sack nice and tight?
You're supposed to.
I am.
Keep
it. I don't want to be an old guy. I can't wear shorts now because my balls are dangling down in the back of my leg.
That's terrible. Is that the
reason?
That's
a real thing.
That's the reason.
You shouldn't be wearing fucking small shorts.
No, don't tell me that.
No, I'm not. Listen, this sounds like I'm like part of the advertisement right now, even though we're doing it, but these really are really comfortable. And once you wear tight, comfortable things around your junk, you're like, I'm not putting hard fucking material boxers on these anymore.
You're real right. Comfortable jeans.
What are you sleeping, Joey?
Just boxers or basketball shorts. Anyway, so MeUndies, like I was saying, they're soft as fuck and they're made of, here we go, model. I've fucked this up every time I've done it, but it's a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton.
I believe you.
So that's that.
I've seen your MeUndies and I'm a fan. Huge. Sometimes I steal them.
Okay,
he doesn't know.
That's enough. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription plan or a single pair. Get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/basement. That's MeUndies.com/basement for 20% off your first order. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Get the MeUndies.
They also have really comfortable shirts, too. I have a couple of those.
That's cool.
But it's like mostly underwear. But seriously, like, you know, people like back in the day, I would wear boxers and then just dump baby powder in my shit.
It's an air conditioning for the nuts.
It is.
Yeah,
exactly.
What, you put Gold Bond down?
Like, that's what people do.
I work.
No, hold on. You put Gold Bond there, right?
No, wait, listen. Yeah. I work construction and every morning before I leave, I get a little thing of baby powder and I put it down my balls.
See, if you just had comfortable fucking model, whatever the fuck that shit is called on your dick, you're right.
What about those Duluth? What are those fucking things?
What?
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, no one knows what the hell Keith's talking about. Yeah, who cares? Keith's making shit up again.
I'm not... I just can't really go into detail with it. I saw in a commercial. Lost my train of thought. Fuck you all.
All right.
Anyway, by the way, I'm extremely tired.
Because, me too, a little bit.
No, but you know why? Well, first of all, obviously New Year's sets you back because you stay up all night and you drink, and then the next day you just sit on the couch like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was on the couch, and I fell asleep at like 9:30. Like I was in my bed. I was like, I'm.
I did
to
too,
bed.
Actually.
I was exhausted, but then. At like 11:30, I hear a commotion upstairs. The kitchen is right up the stairs from my room. I'm in the basement, up the stairs, then there's the kitchen. And I hear my sister Shannon, oh my fucking God, what the fuck is that? Apparently there was a roach or something. And she was in a fetal position on the counters away from this fucking roach that... I guess was like near the entrance of the kitchen.
Yeah, I was the one who.
I'll get to you in a second, Steve Irwin. So I'm laying in bed trying to sleep. I hear Shannon screaming bloody murder. She was like, I can't fucking get out of here. Like she wouldn't stop yelling. And
like there was someone physically keeping her from leaving.
She made it seem like this roach was the size of me and fucking
like
blocking her.
No.
Yeah, blocking her from getting out of the kitchen.
Like Shaquille O'Neal blocking her out of the fucking...
And then I hear fucking this kid out of nowhere.
All right, let me check it out.
And then he got her out of the kitchen. And you would have thought he was like rescuing little kids from a burning building. Because he's like, all right, go now. Shannon got out. I hear her running like across the house, screaming the entire time. Keith's screaming now. It's 11:30 at night.
I wasn't screaming.
You were yelling. You have no idea how loud you are when because you talk at high volumes 24/7.
All right, I thought you meant like I was going,
no.
Like that.
No, you're like, first of all, so this is what happened, right? So I'm still laying in bed wishing they would just shut the fuck up because it's a roach. Big deal. This is New York City.
Yo, I'd flip.
It's not that big of a deal.
Centipedes?
Anyway, so then Keith starts clamoring for weapons. And the first thing he grabs is like one of his shoes. And he lines up, hits it.
No, I didn't.
No. Oh, well, I heard you say, got him! Ah, fuck! Where's this fuck? He's under the fridge. So apparently he hit it and it kept going because it's a strong roach.
It was big?
Look,
I don't know.
Can I explain this, please?
Was it a water bug?
This is what I heard from my point of view.
All right, that's what he saw.
I didn't see that.
In quotations.
I heard it.
I understand. What happened was, yeah, whatever. She's crying in there, blah, 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 blah. And now I had no idea where the fuck this thing is. It could have went behind something already. So now I'm looking around by the kitchen, by the stove, because that's where it was. And... at the corner of my eye, I see like the biggest fucking antenna, like
no
feeling
way
around.
Are you
and
kidding?
I'm like, holy shit. And then what it was like we have a countertop and it was on the bottom, like it was hanging upside down and just chilling there. Like no one can see me.
Did you grab it?
It was big. It was a fucking big, I'll say it was maybe like 3 inches.
Stop it.
I Yo, that's God. Not safe. That's bad.
Right? Yo, the legs on this thing, like he had took like fucking steroids. It had like big spikes at the back.
Yo, that's grossing me out. Stop.
You killed it though, right?
No. I'll get to it.
It's still there.
I heard now that you did. Yes. Now I'm searching for weapons, all this shit, right? I was first going to use my shoe, but then I'm like, it's like in such like a weird spot that like if I fucking miss, he's got like free reign because he's going to drop and he can run at me. And I don't want that.
He's going to attack.
He runs at me, I'm going to start screaming. So instead I found, remember that treat thing where you can like hide it, a treat, and then put like a circle over it? You
know what I'm talking about? The dog thing I got for Charlie.
It was like kind of flat. So that was what I used. And I kind of like went and then I hit him. When I hit him, I guess I just hit like half of his body. He dropped and like his back legs just weren't fucking working.
That's so gross.
Yeah. And he like slowly got under the fucking stove and I just never saw him again.
Jesus. So he's still there, Joey. Good luck tonight.
You want to hear the best part?
He has to be dead.
He's going
to
wake up on my neck
tomorrow.
I have a feeling.
I'm back, bitch.
They're just, what I picture cockroaches' voices as are, hello, chap. Good day.
Why?
I just see it.
They're British?
They're ugly, but so cool.
No, they're disgusting.
Dude, hello, mate. I'm just here trying to catch me some food.
Everything.
Anything with little antennas that I just fucking hate.
Oh, dude, it's gross.
And they fly.
Yeah. Did some they? Of them do. One of them flew into me once when I was on a ladder at work.
No, I fucking lose my mind.
I lost it. I fell and it hurt. I'm not lying to you.
Workers comp.
What the fuck?
The best part about this whole thing is that when I woke up in the morning, I met my mom in the living room and the fucking thing he was using, the toy I got for Charlie, was on the coffee table in the living room, and the shoe that he used was also on the coffee table in the living room. So she was furious, picks up the shoe. He stepped in shit. There was shit on the bottom of his shoe.
Oh, Keith, damn it.
And you put it on the coffee table. The
Who
table.
Looks at the bottom of their shoes?
Dude.
How do you not fuck? Know you stepped in shit?
I'm very upset.
Well, you didn't know the dog shit in your room, so who knows?
Yeah.
You just don't. You can't.
I guess I just don't smell
maybe
it.
Maybe Keith shit.
You're getting old. You're starting to lose senses.
Yeah, right. I'm going through
shit.
Menopause.
Yeah, you just. He doesn't know anything now. You know when people get old?
Here.
People get old, they can't hear like loud noises or they can't see certain colors. You just can't smell dog shit, apparently.
I'm losing all my senses.
Well, that's that. Davino, I heard that you had an interesting story involving one of our friends, Ahmed, which I should have had him on, but I forgot to text him. I saw him earlier. But what happened with Ahmed? Because I have no idea. I didn't hear this yet.
Oh, my God. All right. So Ahmed texts me every, like, what was it, Friday? It was Saturday morning. And goes, yo, breakfast? And I'm like, Ahmed, I've been up for the past 3 hours. I had breakfast already. It's like 10, 11 o'clock. And he's like, all right, fine. So he stops texting me. And Ralphie texts me. He goes, yo, you want to get food? And I'm like, yeah, right, I'll go get coffee. So we end up going to, like, Bagel House on Steinway and Detmars. And Pete showed up. I was so hyped about that. So hyped.
My cousin?
Yeah. No. Oh. Fucking.
I don't know, man. Just relax.
So we have breakfast and blah, blah, blah. And Ralph goes, yo, I need to get a haircut. I was like, whatever. I'll come chill. I don't give a fuck. So Ahmed goes, we're walking. Say goodbye to Pete and his friend. And we're walking.
Really painting the picture.
And yeah. Ahmed goes, yo, let's get foot massages. I was like, I'm good. Thank you. I'll sit here with these 20 people waiting to get a haircut. And we'll wait for Ralph. No. I'll pay for it. So I'm like, Ahmed, it's $30. I'm good. Thank you. He goes, no, let's go. So Ralph's like, yo, just go. So I was like, whatever. Foot massage turned into a back massage.
Wait, what?
It wasn't a foot massage. It was 30 minutes back massage for $30.
This, like, a barbershop offered this?
No. The massage place next door.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, yo, I've never gotten a massage before professionally. Like, I've never done it. So I was like, I don't know what to expect. So the... The lady goes, yes, 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 please, 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 come, 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 come into room, come into room. So as I'm walking in the back, I see two guys sitting in the back. Now I'm like, fuck this. I'm not letting a guy touch my back. Get the fuck out of here. So I go, hold on, miss, 1 second, please, because it was the secretary. I walk into to the next booth where Ahmed is sitting, and I close the blinds, and I turn around, and Ahmed's half naked, all right? And I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, yo, this is all you have to get for a massage. I was like, dickhead, you're half naked. He has his boxers on, that's it, or briefs, whatever. And he goes, yeah, you're supposed to. And I'm like, there's no shot in hell I'm taking off my sweatpants. So he goes, I'm like, Ahmed, if this guy comes into my room and touches me, I'm walking out. There's no guy rubbing my back. Not here, not today.
Uncomfortable, all right? Huh?
So he goes, yeah, very. So he goes, no, 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 we got girls. So I was like, all right, fine. So as I'm walking out, I see a guy outside Ahmed's room clapping his hands.
And rubbing them in.
And I'm like, he walks in and all I hear is Ahmed go, you're going to give me a back massage? Yes, sir. Yes, yes. And he goes, okay. So I was like, fuck that. If a guy walks into this room, I'm flipping the fuck out. So I lay down and a lady comes in. No, sir, you're the wrong way. And I was laying on the bed the wrong way.
Would you have your feet in the donut hole?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. So what a ledge.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, are you giving me my massage? She goes, yes, yes. And I was like, fine. I was like, I'm perfectly normal with this. I've never gotten a massage before. My neck was fucked up.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'm just going to get it more fucked up. It's going to be really bad. This lady went to town on my back. Didn't fuck up my neck. But all I heard in the next room was. So to myself, I was like, oh, Ahmed's getting a happy ending. That's great. Like, he's getting a good one.
Who the fuck gets jerked off that hard?
Yo, Joey, like. Like that.
Maybe he was slapping his back.
Maybe, but I started. Maybe he wasn't getting the fucking. I started laughing. But yo, deadass, I need to not take off my sweatpants. I went, the lady walked in, I was like, yo, I'm keeping my pants on. Yes, 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 that's good, sir. That's good, sir. Yes.
Yeah, you're missing out on the legs. That's the best part.
I didn't give a, she was rubbing my legs, but I didn't give
through the sweatpants?
I did not give two shits. A
lot of friction, man.
My sweatpants were staying on and my shirt was off. That was it. She put some oil on.
He's very uncomfortable.
She went to town. I was very uncomfortable. I was like, yo, this is on the fucking dip marks. I was like, nah, fuck this.
Dude, when I got a massage, my favorite part was the hands. When they massage your hands, I'm like, oh.
No, yeah. That was my favorite part, too. She put oil on my hands and she rubbed my hands. I was like, oh, this is heaven.
First of all, the girl that I had was like
happy.
70 pounds soaking wet. And this is the first time I ever got a massage. And she jumped on the fucking table. Yep. I thought they did it standing on next to it. She jumped on it, put a fucking elbow in my spine. Yes, I was like, Joey.
She did it to me,
too. It's
like,
Jesus Christ.
She was hovering over me. I was like, okay, and now she'll stab me in my spine.
I know. I was like, what the... She was the strongest 70-pound woman I've ever fucking seen in my life.
I was in tears.
She kept asking me if I was okay because I kept making noises.
Sai, you okay?
She was doing the back of my neck and like... I thought she was going to snap my shit and I was going to be paralyzed because she was pushing with her thumb. Her knuckles were like... fucking made of steel like Wolverine.
This lady that was giving me a massage was heavily breathing, so I felt like she was in she was in pain more than I was.
Nah, this lady, when she did the back of my neck, I thought I had like, you know when you get like the white around your eyes when you're about to pass out? Yeah. I had that. She's like, you're okay? I was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. I don't know, don't get me wrong, like it's like something out to be a good massage. And then at the thing beeps, okay, so thank you, bye. And she left, and I walked into a med room. I was like, yo, you all right? Nah, man, that dude must have been going through a divorce. He fucked me up. He fucked me up bad. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, he beat the shit out of me. My spine hurts.
I was like,
so don't pay. And he goes, nah, I got to. And I was like, all right. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for the massage, bro. It was pretty good, you know? And it was all right. She put oil on my back. I freaked out. I was like, oh, I'm going to break out.
Yo, you really gotta chill out, man.
I don't know.
You wonder why you have anxiety and shit. I was worried about too much.
But when she touched my, she washed it off with some hot water, and I said, "Thank you, thank you very much, miss."
Yeah,
it was good.
I'd let a dude massage me.
Not me.
A masseuse.
Not me.
Why not?
I just don't want a man touching my back.
God, you're hyper masculine, bro.
I don't know. It's just me. It was good. Don't
get me wrong.
Would
you let me touch your back?
Yeah. I know who you are.
Why? Because I'm like barely male.
Yep. Keith, I let you rub my feet.
It's okay.
That's got to be a I'll awful job. I mean, me personally, I could not hate feet more.
I'll never massage feet.
And I just like, imagine all day just having to, first of all, being a masseuse has to be kind of like, some days is rough because sometimes some dude will come in there just like,
gross,
just hair and just like sweating. Fucking, what are those like growths called? Like skin tags.
Oh, Joey.
And you just gotta rub them down.
Like rubbing the Rocky Mountains. So
wear gloves. There was a point where she put a towel. She put a towel over my back and massaged me. Yeah. And I guess when she said, oh, his back is nice, she took it off.
I don't know what that said. I don't know what you just said.
Was that like what she was thinking?
I hope so. I have a nice back.
I have a nice back.
Nice and clean. Oh, my safe. God. Secure.
You know, I've never washed. You know, I've never washed the middle of my back in my entire life because I can't reach it.
Do you have a fucking a stick with a sponge on it?
No,
I have one.
Do you?
I love it.
What do you think? My spine's dirty.
What do you think that thing's called?
A woofah.
Oh my god! You just say woofah?
What's it called?
Not woofah.
Tell me.
It's a loofah. Fucking
Wolverine.
A what?
Loofah.
So I was very farly wrong.
Very farly wrong.
You said
that
woofa.
Sentence was farly wrong. You fucking idiot.
You said woofa like it's a full moon outside.
Woofa. Right.
So I was very.
You were a letter off.
I was far away. Yeah. All right.
The problem is you've been calling it a woofa for fucking 20 whatever years. I don't know how old you are.
It's a woofa on a stick. I rub my back with it.
No, I don't. I have the dirtiest back ever. 25 years of dirt.
It's
back
black.
There.
It's just black. Sometimes it gets white.
People are like, you got a birthmark? It's like, no, it's dirt. You can't reach it. Sorry.
I have a lot of sunspots on my shoulders.
Can I ask you a question also? Yeah. When you're in the shower, do you wash the bottom of your feet?
Yeah, all the time.
Don't do that either.
Why?
He's fucking lying. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I swear to God.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Who doesn't?
I don't.
Do you wash your ass?
No.
Yes, of course I wash.
All right then.
That's like one of the main three things
I
wash.
So you mean some of you run outside barefoot, 4th of July weekend. Most of us are. You don't wash the bottom of your feet.
I will go out of my way if I know the bottom of my feet are dirty. If I'm barefoot out in the woods, I'll come home and wash my feet. But I'm not in there on a daily basis. Like I can count on two hands.
I think it's just like a thing I do now. I wash the bottom of my feet like I wash my balls.
One time I tried to wash the bottom of my feet and I soaped them up. And once I stood down, I almost fucking lost my life.
Oh shit, so stop doing it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, dick. Be safe.
Exactly, that's why. I'm being safe. I don't really wash my shins. Anything I can't reach if I don't bend over like a little bit, I don't do.
You got to practice safe showering.
You guys are terrible people.
I wash my dick first. First.
So, nah, I do. Because
that's the only thing that matters.
I think I do everything like around that area last.
No, I do dick first because when you get in the shower.
Do you use soap or you use the shampoo?
Soap.
Soap, Keith. You will use shampoo to your body.
All right, man, but those bullshit ones where it's like it's like a 7-in-1.
Yeah, it's like a body wash, soap.
Yeah, it's for your dog, your grandma.
You're lying.
Your grandma's toupee. It's like, all right.
Stop it.
I soap everything up, and then when I do shampoo before I wash my hair out, I'll give it a little shampoo for smell.
Do you use a, how do you say it, a woofah?
Loofah.
Whatever. Or a washcloth, or you just soap up and rub?
No, I'm straight hands.
That's what I told. That was how I was told.
I can't use any of those like weird.
Use a washcloth sometimes.
I don't like using like tools.
Why? What's wrong? Because you're a male?
No, because they feel weird. I don't think they feel good.
I like to scrub.
It just feels like I'm scrub washing my dip. It's like a cheese grater.
Hands is good. I used to use hands.
Oh, what the fuck are those ball things?
That's what I'm talking about.
Bath bombs.
No. Those are the dumbest things.
Yeah, I don't recommend
in
them.
The world.
Yeah, yeah, let me throw fucking 700 pounds of soap in here for
no
reason.
One in their right mind buys that because they like just want to use it. Buy it so they can take a video of it and post it on Twitter. It's the dumbest.
Yeah.
Turns your whole bathtub into a swamp.
Yeah.
It's fucking green now.
Sometimes I get scared doing that because if I go into a bathtub with soap, I can't see what's at the end. It could be a shark.
In your tub.
That's what I used to think when I was a baby. Yeah, it still really? Do. I can't go in the pool at nighttime because I feel like there's a shark in there.
Yeah, someone just dumped a fucking shark
that's
in your
chlorine
pool.
Water.
Everyone's fear is a shark in the water.
Yeah, if you're in a fucking saltwater pool, maybe.
No, probably. My worst fear is just being left out in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like by myself.
Wait, in the water or in a raft? Because
no,
I'll
no,
be
no.
fine in a raft.
No, in the water.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked. You're dead.
I mean, I would... have a heart attack and die if I was on a raft in the middle of the ocean.
No, a raft would be fine. But if I'm in the water by myself, ship sunk,
dude,
no
first
wood.
Of all, you're in the middle of the ocean. If you're in a raft, it's only, you know, a matter of minutes before you're flipped over. You ever see the fucking waves out there?
So what, Dick? Hold on.
Yeah, why? Who are you, Johnny Tsunami?
What are you, in
yeah.
the fucking perfect storm? It's going to flip you over?
Yeah. Dick, where are you trying to go? Where
That's
you
a
to...
real thing.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
There's big ass waves in the ocean.
What, are you trying to get hit? What is this? This isn't Jones Beach. Coming out of nowhere now?
Keith.
So what you need to do is you need to get one of those watches where you pull the
also,
pin.
Also, what about if a humpback whale comes out of fucking nowhere, blowholes you? You're all you're 20 feet in the air now.
He's not trying to
bother
you.
Well, now you got to ride home.
He's not... Yeah. He's not trying to cause a ruckus. He's just trying to see if you're okay.
Dude, that's I have. Yeah, I don't like.
Imagine Jesus. He started talking to you. I don't like thinking about in it. English.
What?
They humpback whale.
I picture a humpback whale's
You've never
voice.
Seen Elf?
Hold on. I picture a humpback
find your
whale.
Dad.
I pick a humpback whale's voice to be like a Spanish. Hey, Holmes, you good? You all right, man? You all right? That's how I picture it.
Is that how you picture it?
A little bit.
What about a dolphin? What do they sound like?
Hey, 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 bro. Hey. You safe? You safe? Here we come. Woo!
Half a bottle of wine in, everybody.
Nah, I'm all right.
Now he's 3/4 in.
It's gone.
There you go. This fucking kid's losing it.
Nah, I'm not.
Oh, my God. That's my worst fear. What's your worst fear, Keith? I'm not scared of anything.
Sharks. 100%.
That's your worst fear?
If
you live in New York City,
and
you
sharks,
don't need to fear that.
You're wearing a shark right now.
Sharks and the swine flu.
The swine flu?
Didn't we have that? Or we had the bird
you
flu?
You had that, didn't you?
No, I might have.
We had the H1N1.
Yeah.
That's,
oh,
that's swine flu.
That's crazy. That's
yeah, me swine and him flu. Had it. I couldn't go to school for 3 weeks.
That's probably a gift.
And then once I came back,
no, you didn't
it was
have to go to
week.
School.
No, they didn't want me to go.
I should have came over your house.
Else.
I'm sure you were dying to get in there.
My school would have said, yeah, sure, come in.
Because I barely went to
Dude,
freaking
so
college anyway.
My high school was the epicenter, like when that whole
I
thing
remember.
Happened.
Your school was the first one to get it.
Yeah, my school was the first one to get it because some these kids from who were seniors went to like Mexico and got it and then brought it back here. So like a lot of people got sick because it's like really contagious. And I don't know if I had it. I just had a fever. So they just assumed that I had it.
This guy has a swine flu. Get him out.
It was like 100.1. Like it wasn't really high. But me and Keith had to go because we both had like slight fevers. We went to the doctors. They take a Q-tip and shove it as far as it can go
Joey,
into your face.
Joey, my doctor does that
through
all,
your nostril.
That doc, my doctor does that all the time to me when I have a fever.
A Q-tip?
Yeah. And like
why?
That.
Why do you go to the doctor if you have a fever?
Strep throat.
A fever.
Oh, they have to make
not
sure.
Not a throat culture.
It's called a throat culture.
That's in your throat. This one went into my nostril and
oh,
touched
no,
my
no,
brain.
No. If they touched me
Yo,
with that,
shit.
I'd break their face.
Burn.
First yeah. of all, I'm nah. not good with throat cultures. When I was younger, yeah. I'm not lying. I had 5 nurses.
Yeah, hold me down.
One held my mm-hmm. one leg. The other held the other leg. Then 2 were holding my arms. And then 1 was holding my nose so that I had to open my mouth.
Yep. Do you want
but
to hear,
I held my breath.
Do you want to hear something wild? When I was younger, I had what they called throat polyps, and they make you
like,
snore, and they prevent you from breathing.
Right.
Good. So my doctor was like, okay, I need to check. Anthony, I have to stick this long fucking tube down your nose that goes up to your brain and down your throat. So I was a little kid, and I was crying. So my dad, this fucking prick... I had to sit on his lap, and he held me down. I'll never forget this, that bastard. He held me down, my arms and my legs, and I couldn't... I was in tears, and she stuck this tube up my nose. I felt every step of the way.
I can't.
All the way up my nose, into my eye, down into my throat. And she goes, okay, thank you. I put the medicine in. Now let's pull it out. And she pulled that shit out like a snake, like a bat out of hell.
I can't even like imagine what that feels like.
I cried until this day. I hate my father.
And you're still there.
I can't stand him. I remind him every day. I was like, yo, you owe me your life. And he tells me to go fuck myself.
Great guy.
Hove.
Love the man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's wrap this up real quick.
All right.
All right. Keith, where can they find you?
You can find me at Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
There you go.
Keith Sanagato.
YouTube.com/Keith Sanagato.
Snapchat.
He doesn't have Snapchat.
I don't have a Snap.
It's not that.
Oh, my God.
Lit.
I thought I had him the whole time.
Davina, where can they find you?
For everything. Twitter, Tumblr. Snapchat, Instagram,
Pinterest,
Facebook,
MySpace,
Zanga.
There you go.
It's all at Ant
Minecraft.
Vino. All it's all at Ant Vino, A-N-T-V-I-N-O.
Thank you. Be sure to not go follow him, everyone. Thank you.
Wait, can we follow Med?
No, we can't do that. All right,
leave him alone.
It's a Med. Yeah. I don't really know what it is anymore. I've always fucked it up.
Can everybody tweet him RIP?
Jesus, that's scary. Anyway, that is all. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers. Whoop!